With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Absolute mayhem in L.A., where thousands of rioters continue breaking the law as National Guard troops and law enforcement officers try to maintain a sense of peace. But thousands of protesters have blocked every lane of a major thoroughfare, leaving motorists unable to move. California Highway Patrol officers are now in riot gear using flashbang grenades to disperse the rioters blocking the traffic on the 101 freeway. According to Fox News, 500 Marines are preparing to deploy to California while rioters in L.A. continue wreaking havoc. Three L.A. police officers have been injured in the riots. CNN reporting that three self-driving cars have been set on fire. Also, at least five people are in custody after illegal immigration-related riots in New York City. One country doesn't like the United States travel ban. Donna Warder reports.
The president of the African country of Chad, Mohamed Idriss Deby, says his country is suspending the issuing of visas to U.S. citizens. It's in response to President Donald Trump's decision to ban citizens of Chad from visiting the United States. Deby says in a Facebook post that he's directing his government to suspend visas to U.S. citizens in accordance with the principles of reciprocity. President Trump announced last week a ban on 12 countries, including Chad, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, and Yemen, and there will also be heightened restrictions on visitors from seven other nations. The new U.S. travel policy takes effect at 12:01 Eastern Time Monday. I'm Donna Warder.
Former Secretary of the U.S. Senate Kelly Johnston says lawmakers serious about cutting the deficit will have to embrace some combination of growth incentives like tax cuts along with major spending reductions. This is SRN News. A beauty pageant winner loses her crown. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Kaylee Bush won the Miss North Florida show, but she's been stripped of her title for refusing to sign a contract with the Miss America organization. The contract defines female as including men who are living as women, and Bush, who is a Christian, says signing would violate her religious beliefs. By refusing to sign, Bush loses the right to compete in the Miss America. Men have won several female beauty pageants in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of Jewish institutions say the recent attacks in Boulder, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. are stark reminders of their responsibility to remain vigilant despite years of hardening their institutions. Now they're asking for more help. Jewish organizations are requesting increased support from the federal government for enhanced security. They want Congress to increase funding for the nonprofit security grant program to $1 billion. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the country for several years. This is SRN News. A strong jobs report helps the stock market end the first week of the month with gains.
American employers grew their payrolls by 139,000 jobs last month, a better number than analysts were expecting. Although there were manufacturing and federal job cuts in May, hiring in health care and leisure and hospitality more than offset the losses. The unemployment rate held at 4.2%. The Nasdaq led the way last week, advancing more than 2%. The S&P gained 1.5%. The Dow rose just over 1%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck central Colombia, some 110 miles from Bogota. No casualties reported. Authorities say they're assessing the situation. Strong storms in the south. Two people were killed when strong winds brought down trees and power lines in Mississippi and Georgia. Tropical storm Barbara formed off the southwest coast of Mexico. They say it could become the first hurricane of the year. More details at SRNnews.com.